T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Last call brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. You can donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or give them a call at 1-877-CARS-4KIDS. Obviously, Tom Brady's future has been a big topic, especially this week, given they just lost. And he's on his Let's Go podcast with Scratchy.
Yep.
Well, Jeff Darlington was on SportsCenter. Again, Jeff Darlington has always had a lot of stories on the Patriots. He's always sort of been in Tom Brady's camp. His stories slant towards Tom Brady. They maybe don't put Bill in the, you know, the best of light. So we might know a thing or two about Tom Brady. This is what he had to say about his potential retirement.
Not even Brady knows what he will do. This is not some part of a well-orchestrated PR plan. It is not a mere attempt to defer an announcement to a later date that better suits his schedule. This, instead, is a fork in the road. Sources expect Brady to take a month or more to evaluate his physical and mental state, as well as his family's desires. He will also evaluate the Bucs' future, namely what remains of the coaching staff and the roster, as this offseason creates its usual changes.
So one thing about the coach staff was that Byron Leftwich, that got a little confusing today, didn't it?
Did it change?
Well, you know, they said he was going to be announced as the head coach of the Jaguars, and like a little bit later they came out and said, no, not so fast, they're still evaluating.
I think it's because like the local fans actually got wind that they will hire Byron Leftwich, so the ownership's like, well, no, like we can't let the fans break this news. Like, well, we're not, no decision yet. We're still deciding on
so
Matt Eberflus.
Does Tom Brady not want to come back because he just lost his offensive coordinator and Byron Leftwich?
Well, that's
does anybody believe that?
That's part of it. So part of his decision. So if Byron Leftwich leaves, okay, Bruce Arians has already come out and said that he's going to call plays. So you can see Tom Brady going, oh, man, Byron Leftwich's gone. Who are they going to replace him with? Nobody. You're going to have the same quarterbacks coach, but I'm going to call plays, so I'll be in meetings with you. And we love each other. Mm. We're buddies. We're bros.
Mm-hmm. All right, and he also talked about Brady being able to walk away after that loss to the Rams.
Not even Brady knows what he will do. This is not some part of a well-orchestrated PR plan. It is not a mere attempt to defer an announcement to a later date that better suits his schedule. This, instead, is a fork in the road. Sources expect Brady to take a month or more to evaluate his physical and mental...
That's the same one.
When are you going to add yourself to MF Ups?
That's good.
Hey, did you hear what Jeff Darlington said?
But it is also important to realize what this is not about. Seemingly, the most cited argument why Brady won't retire is based on Sunday's outcome against the Rams. He can't possibly go out with a dramatic loss like that, can he? The truth is, sources say Brady is comfortable with his legacy. He feels no need to prove anything more or provide a fairy tale exit. And he has made clear to plenty of people he is adamantly opposed to a predetermined farewell tour. When Brady left New England, few could believe it because it didn't fit the narrative we'd come to expect. And if there was one lesson in that, it's this. Brady isn't making decisions based on what we expect. He's making decisions based on what he wants out of life.
See, wow, what a great way of attacking your life.
I still think like that is one of the biggest things. He is adamant against a farewell tour. And if he comes back next year, he is getting a farewell tour.
Well, what stood out to me is that he's making decisions not based on what you expect from him, Lou. It's what he expects. I usually make all my decisions based on how Tyler and what Tyler expects from me.
Yeah.
Like Tyler, like would you, like thinking about having another baby.
Damn rights.
See? There you go. Right? So I should probably, even though I don't want to, you know, because I have too many as it is, and every little, you know, everything's kind of cut off.
Yeah.
You have to go back and start all over again.
You can adopt me.
I feel like I already do. Yeah. I feel like I already do. In a way, I feel like I do. Yeah.
Well, we might in a couple of weeks out in L.A. We may have to adopt him.
I got
him
big plans for Tyler.
I don't
in
know.
LA.
We're worried about him going to TJ, just sneaking off and going to Vegas. Or
where's the car, Lou?
Else. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Freaking Tyler took it again.
I not give him the keys to that car.
Bring him back in the same
in
way.
A body bag?
No. all four appendages, oh, all
tattoo.
The digits.
Oh, yeah. Definitely tattoo.
Oh, Tyler's coming back with a tattoo.
Do not give him the keys to the rental car.
I want him back the way he went out.
Do not do it.
Now, is there a hotel open bar in each hotel room? Like, how does this work? Who pays for that? Is that a Ken Laird expense?
We do need to get the company card. I will say that.
Yes.
So when we go to check out, like, his hotel is like $2,500 more than ours.
My God.
And it's all like just open bar and like food from like 1 a.m. to 3, 4 a.m. Yeah.
64 nips of Fireball.
All right, we got to move on. Mutt's got you covered here for the next four. Tomorrow, we do have, it's a Bruins Thursday, so we will talk to Jack Edwards, Brian Scalabrine.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, he will join us. We'll talk some Celtics with him and our friend Andy Hart. He's going to join us for a couple hours as well tomorrow. So we got a lot going on.
Very busy day tomorrow.
Very busy, right?
That was Adam?
Yeah, Adam Hart.
Ooh,
he'll be in there with
that'll
us.
That'll be fun.
All right, listen, have a great night, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.